So they shouldn't have to go be separate. There shouldn't be a balancing act necessarily with that, right? I mean, the effort level is rarely an issue. Like I find when I'm watching that video after, they're going. Just they need to be going the same direction. That's the big challenge. And you know, what's happened, and I can understand what it looks like. We get a little dead legged out there. A little bit of freezing is not the right word, but they just kind of stop breathing on the ice and they're pushing all over, and then it looks like you get straight legged. So relaxing yourself enough to understand the you have a job to do. And when we don't have the puck, everybody's got a job to do. And just getting to that, then doing it as hard as you possibly can. And then the trust between each other's, because all the jobs are related on the ice and we all move off one person. And getting into that, it's not a matter of just working harder. It's knowing where you're supposed to be and then getting that job done.
What are you hoping to see from Grant Klitsam and Matt Halaschuk as you put
them
back in?
Each what they do well. I mean, Grant has been a pretty defendable defenseman. I want to see that in the game, which is just all the rules that apply to defensemen. He'll get beat back to the front of the net, get the first touch, clear out the front, move the puck quick. And then what I think he can be good at, he can get pucks through, he can get pucks to the net and move the puck well in the offensive zone. So I'm looking at that with Matty. Halaschuk's real advantage is he understands the game and the systems really well, which allows him to go full out almost all the time. And that's really that energy level on the forecheck and along the walls is what he brings, and we're looking for that from him.
Do you approach this game with any more importance or urgency, or is it just another one out of 82?
Well, so how you phrase that question in the second half, you know, just another one out of 82 makes it sound like I think it's no big deal. But how we approach this game tonight really shouldn't be a different than how we approach any other game. There are times over when you're talking over an 82-game block, you understand that focus gets lost a little bit over that scrum, except it shouldn't be right now all focus, all eyes in on this. I mean, you're 4-1. And maybe it takes you a period sometimes to realize how hard the game's played. You can understand that. But I would suggest that there should be quite a bit stronger focus given our situation, but not in so much that if we win tonight that we get commit to the next one more casual about it.
What are you expecting from Carolina on the other side of things?
Quite a bit of speed and quite a bit of quickness. You know, not a tremendous amount of size up front, but some good skill and some really good hands. I would say there'd be a handful of guys that I still remember that were still on the team, but most of the team is a different look now. But an awful lot of pace and an awful lot of speed and quickness, and we want to be careful about it. I mean, we like to play fast. I think that they have some real some nifty guys, you know, that can move that puck, and certainly a great shooter in Semin. We've got to be real careful about how much ice we have on the ice, which has been our challenge defensively, how much ice we're given. So it's going to be a real good test for us. With that, just style alone would be a good test tonight.
Paul Ladd, little veteran players like that have been critical of their own games. When things aren't going well, 1-4, and they're critical of their own games, do you coach much, or do you just sort of let veterans like that work it out because you have faith in them?
You know what? I had a Hall of Fame defenseman once who was just struggling awfully, and then he scored a really bad goal. I mean, almost from the red line. And from that point on, he was spectacular. You know, it was just a switch that went off, and you realize then that everybody battles with confidence issues and part of the game. It's not just the kids. So you're a veteran guy, so you got to get to those guys and talk about where they're good and try to get them back to that focus, that foundation of their game. You don't want to overmanage every shift during the game on them. For the most part, they have a pretty solid understanding of what they're doing, but getting them back, and it's a theme. I mean, everybody's good at something in the National Hockey League, and that's where you have to start.
Do you want to see more defense out of your defensive core, some offense? I know Klitsam has a pretty good shot, and
yeah,
he's in, moves a puck like Postma does. Are you looking for more offense?
Offense from the defense? Yeah, we're not getting enough pucks to the net from our back end. An awful lot of shots blocked, fairly high number of shot attempts. And I think when you look at the shooting percentage of who's taking the shots on our power play and our penalty kill that are getting to the net, the number's fairly low on our back end. So we are looking for more from them. Or at the very least, not have it die on your stick so it's not into somebody's shin pads. We have other words for it, but again, I've used mine up for the year. So getting the pucks to the right places. One day we'll take all the cameras out, and I'll give you the actual speech and see how much you enjoy that.
It would be good for radio.
It would be excellent for radio, yeah.
I can't remember how much we saw
Grant on the left side in preseason, but I know you're trying right. out the right side. Do you think that it can benefit his game to be back?
I think it's easier. It is easier. And so Paul Postma had been injured for the most part of camp, and we were preparing for the eventuality that Paul would be out of our lineup, and Keaton Ellerbe was asked to do that quite a bit last year. So when you run seven defensemen, if the wrong-handed guy isn't in your lineup, somebody has to play their offside. And so we looked at that and gave him some games there and some experience there for that possibility. That's why we moved him back and forth. But when you first go back into that lineup and you want to make a good impression and play a strong game, it's easier for the guys unless they've spent their whole career on their offsides. It is easier for them on their natural sides.